I'm often asked, what's your favorite national park? And it's a question that gets me excited, thinking about all the parks I've been fortunate to visit. But it's a tough question, too, since there are so many good choices, more than 400 of them. So let me answer by talking about what people like to do in national parks, and some of the places to go for these activities. Of course, many people like to drive through the national parks to see the magnificent sights from their cars. Many national parks have been specifically designed for this, like the Going to the Sun Road in Glacier National Park, Tioga Road in Yosemite, Trail Ridge Road at Rocky Mountain, the Park Loop Road at Acadia, and Blue Ridge Parkway. Note the careful design and engineering of these roads. That is, if you can take your eyes off the scenery. Better yet, take the shuttle buses that are being operated in an increasing number of parks. For those who'd rather set out on foot, the Anhinga Trail at Everglades and the Trail to Delicate Arch at Arches National Park are two of the very finest short day hikes. A walk along the C&O Canal offers access to the beauty and history of the Potomac River. The promenade at Golden Gate National Recreation Area is a great walk. And for something more ambitious, there's the John Muir Trail, a 210-mile trek through three national parks that I guarantee will change your life. It certainly did mine. After all that driving and hiking, overnight accommodations include historic grand hotels like Old Faithful Inn and Crater Lake Lodge. Most visitors prefer the campgrounds in many national parks where there are ranger-led walks and campfire talks, and some visitors prefer the solitude of a campsite in the wilderness. Floating down the rivers that run through the parks offers an intimate way to see and experience them. Examples range from a day trip on the Snake River at Grand Teton through an epic 270-mile trip on the Colorado River through Grand Canyon, with thrilling whitewater and otherworldly side canyons. Of course, all the parks offer lessons in history and culture, from the American Revolution to the Vietnam War, and from the Civil War to the Civil Rights Movement. There's so much to choose from that the National Park Service, along with its partner, the National Park Foundation, is featuring a Find Your Park initiative on its website. And now is the perfect time to log on to findyourpark.com and plan your next adventure.